This is Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of McKenzie River Broadcasting. Each week, we learn about issues affecting our community with your host, Tracy Berry.
It started close to four decades ago, and my, how it's evolved. Lane Community College's Women in Transition program assists single parents and other women in transition trying to become economically self-sufficient, get better access to education, training, and employment. This morning on Community Forum, we learned a bit more about the program, as well as about an orientation that you can drop in on free if you want to learn more about it. Our guests are Kara DeMarco. She's a lead faculty member with the Women in Transitions program at Lane Community College, and Vicki Epperson, a Lane student who also works in the Women's Center. Ladies, thanks for joining us. So you have an orientation coming up on Wednesday, February 12th. Kara, what should people know about the program going in that might pique their interest?
The Women in Transitions program focuses on being a safe reentry point for women to attend college for the first time or to return to college. It's a group typically of 30 women who spend 11 weeks together learning and growing in two separate classes. They'll get life skills and ways to navigate new and old transitions, and also career and life planning skills to look at a new direction or interest area to create emotional and economic self-sufficiency for themselves and their families.
Vicki?
That was exactly what I experienced from the class. Those were the takeaways that I had.
So for people who might be considering the program, orientation is a good time to just meet with people, chat, and learn more about it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, now the history of this program has been on campus in various forms for, since the 70s, actually. Kara, why don't you talk about that?
Yes, people in the community might know the program under its first title, which was Displaced Homemakers Program, in the late 70s and early 80s as the timber economy started taking a downturn and more women were needing to enter the workplace. It started as a one-week, half-day reentry workshop at the downtown center in the old Montgomery Ward's building. And from that, it became Transitions to Success, which was a term-long vocational program. These are some old terms that don't exist anymore. And then in recent years, it became Women in Transition, which is a program open to women 18 to, our oldest participant was 78, but we're open to 80 and 90-year-olds at any point in time. And it's available for people who are single, in partnerships, married, needing to re-career, empty nesting. We're just an entry point for women to have a chance to experience college.
And college can be very scary if you haven't been to it or been at it for a while. And in fact, Vicki, you're involved with the program now. You've seen it from both sides as a student, yes, and then someone helping it. Talk about your experience.
Well, I had never been in college before, and I had been in the workforce for 20 years. And one year I became divorced. I lost my job, and my youngest son moved and went to college. So I realized I was a woman in transition, and I was given this pamphlet, and I was reading through it thinking, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I need to do. I need to not just figure out what I'm going to do with my career, but I needed to figure out what I was going to do with myself, and how I would feel fulfilled in my future without being a wife and a mother and just being myself.
So you did this and you found out there were a lot of other women, I'm guessing, who were in the same situation you were?
Yes. Actually, yes. That's definitely true. But there were also women in there who just wanted to learn. Like we had a lady in her 70s who was a grandmother, and she just wanted to know how to deal with her grandchildren in a different format. And she wanted to know how to use a computer and understand the words that they had were using.
And yet all of you found some common ground as you were in the courses.
Yes. We even had an 18-year-old that was in recovery, actually several women who were in recovery at all ages. And that was the thing that bonded us, that we were all women. We were all in some sort of transition, and we were learning how to move through that.
Well, talk a bit, Kara, if you could, then, about what you offer in the program that helps women from such diverse backgrounds.
Vicki put it really well, which is one of the things we focus on is that a lot of women come in feeling lost. And it might be that they haven't experienced the culture of college, because college has its own culture. And it can be very scary at first when people are talking about transfer credits and degree programs. And so we give a good basis of what the culture of college is. And one of the commonalities that I love is that every woman starts to find herself a little bit in the group. We found that when women come together in community, in connection, they actually get stronger. And that what makes women stronger is very different than what makes men stronger. Men often find their strength in solitary isolation things, you know, John Wayne on the horse going out on his quest. And women actually in isolation lose their focus and their strength and their courage. And it's why in domestic violence situations, it's so difficult because women get isolated. And so when women come together, they've actually done scientific studies and measured women's immune systems, their blood pressure, heart rate, and their processing capacity in their brain. And women actually get smarter and healthier together. And I think one of the things our culture has lost is I remember growing up in the early 60s, and when most women were working within the home, the school-age children would go off to school and the women would gather in somebody's kitchen with the little kids and come together in community. And it's lovely that we're all out in the world working as women, but we've lost those places to come together. And one of the lovely parts of the program is women are coming together again, some who've never experienced that kind of community, and they start recognizing strengths in each other. And once they start seeing strengths and capability and capacity in each other, they beautifully start to recognize it in themselves. And their self-esteem and self-confidence grows immeasurably from that.
That was my experience. I must say that as I watched others blossom, it empowered me to realize that I could do the same, find my power. It was lovely to see an 18-year-old in my class who had just come out of 3 days of recovery and watch her grow over the 11 weeks and then build these long life lasting relationships with them, friendships, and to wear the little pin that we recognize that says that we're graduates of Women in Transition. It's wonderful. It's definitely a sense of community.
You have a real range of courses that are part of the program. Talk about those.
Yes, the core courses that a woman would take upon entry is a 4-credit, 4-hour life transitions course that looks at managing and navigating all the emotions and issues that can come up when facing beginnings and endings, and comes up with some hands-on tools about how to manage those more effectively. And a 3-credit career and life planning class that walks women through looking at their skills and interest areas and how that matches up with the world of work, and looking at economic concerns, and will a particular course of study provide a living wage for them so they can make smart choices.
So a real practical component to it as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I recently got out my Women in Transitions wedges of books and looked at them and realized that I had accomplished almost every single goal that I had set out without even realizing it. So it was good to reflect back on it.
The folks who enroll in this program, they're taking other classes usually at Lane at the same time, or are they focusing just on this? How does that work, and how do those pair up?
You know, one of the things that will happen in the free orientation, should a woman decide to attend that, is they'll be able to look at both our core courses and some linked courses that we really recommend that women start looking at beginning their math and writing classes to get them off to a good start. Some women elect just to take the core courses. Other women look at an array of courses to go full time, and we really support women in making their individual choices on that. We also have a second and third level of the program that continues the work in the life transitions class, and also a second level of career and life planning, and a third level class that works on relationships and attachment theory, so that a woman's relationships on all levels, not just partnership relationships, but relationships with kids, coworkers, neighbors, and the relationship with themselves that's based on this exciting stuff in attachments science that allows you to figure out your brain and have your brain actually run your relationship. So it's pretty exciting stuff.
I know as a woman in her 40s and the first woman in my family to go to college, the only thing I could do was take baby steps. So to start with just Women in Transition gave me a safe place to come, a nice place to go and study in the Women's Center, and I felt like I was just beginning to blossom by just those two classes.
Well, and you have some academic advising, so if someone's a graduate of the program even, they still have that resource.
Yes.
And that connection?
Absolutely. I've definitely used the resources that we have here, because when I left the class, I still had some questions, and I had some honing to do with my skills, and you know, the advisors here are wonderful. They're available. I think that's key. And I got great direction.
Well, and 11 weeks can't solve everything, I guess, for someone in their life, right?
Exactly, because 11 weeks for some of the women gives them exactly the push start that they need, and they segue into majors and courses of studies. But other women need additional time and support to kind of percolate on those decisions, and that's why we offer a couple more levels of the program. And I've seen graduates of the program finish their two-year degree here, transfer to UVO or another four-year institution, and still come back and touch base for resources. And I recently had a woman who came through the program, got her master's degree, and came back just because it's kind of home base for her still.
You know, you talked about how the program itself has kind of changed and evolved over the years. How have the students who've taken advantage of the program changed and evolved over the decades, Kara?
Initially, in the Displaced Homemakers Program, we had some parameters in terms of who could attend the program. And in more recent years, because we were blessed to have the college move us from soft grant money that was a little tenuous every year to putting us on reoccurring budget, we're now open to women everywhere. So what's exciting is we do get what you would still call a displaced homemaker, but we also get women interested in recareering, women empty nesting, women just curious about college because they weren't able to access it when they were 18, and they kind of want to pursue a course of study. And so it's this gorgeous array of almost everybody that you could think of in the class.
So Vicki, while you went through some big transitions as you were making the move to come back to school and plan for a new career, not everyone has to be going through quite as dramatic a swing necessarily.
Right. What I liked about this was that I wasn't going through just a life transition, but a career transition. So I wasn't just able to just focus on myself, but also what I was going to do. And it was wonderful. I don't know what else to say.
You know, we keep hearing that more and more young women are pursuing college, perhaps even a greater proportion than men right now. Do you see that in terms of the demand for the program or even in the demand for the type of services that you're offering?
Yes, especially in 2008 when we had the economic downturn, we went from running two classes of 30 to running four classes of 30. And it was just wonderful to be here for the community and offer that support. What's also exciting is women are starting to get interested in STEM careers, what we call STEM careers, which is science, technology careers. And part of what our program does is really support women in venturing into areas that principally have been male-dominated and have the support for tackling those challenges.
The STEM careers, you know, the science, technical, engineering, math things, Lane has these professional technical programs and the like. You've talked about the importance of getting the women in the transition students into some of the math and other classes. Is that something where there's even more demand for it now or maybe a better fit?
Yeah, absolutely, because what we really encourage women is to pursue careers that will give them a living wage. And a lot of women come to our program in low-wage paying jobs. They're working something in the service industry, retail, and when they see that pursuing some math and science will open the door to higher wage careers, even if they have some trepidation about math not going well previously, the college has beautiful math and science and other discipline tutoring that's free, that supports that process. And it's amazing to watch women challenge and step outside their comfort zone and say, I'm going to do the math or science or writing. This will get me to this career that can take care of myself and my family.
I have to think there are some men probably out there listening to this saying, well, heck, where's the men in transition program?
Yeah, as Vicki was chatting with me earlier, three or four times a week we will hear, where's the men in transition program? And while our curriculum has been built for women, it basically would transfer over to men. I think we need a man interested in doing that, and I'm happy to sit and coach them, but I think it would be lovely to have a companion program that would serve men in the same kind of way.
Interesting. Where do you see the program going over the next few years? I mean, society changes, the economy changes, the needs change. As you're looking toward the future, where do you want to build?
Well, I just finished building the third level of the program, so my brain's a little tired on that. I really feel that one of the next steps for us, we have just since fall, the 4J Alternative High School has located on campus, and we're really interested in collaborating with them and reaching out to the teen young women in that program and giving them some of this curriculum early on to really launch them from that transition from their program into college, as well as we're looking at developing services for English as a second language, women here on campus, and helping be a bridge from their native language into English from the same spot on campus here to make that connection.
So a lot of transitions going on. That's pretty exciting, especially with the high school, students who are coming on campus.
I wish I had taken this class, these two core classes, when I was 18, 19 years old. I think I would have made different decisions in my life.
Interesting. Any other topics that we should be touching on before we move on? Are we missing anything?
In regards to STEM, I will graduate this term as a computer science major with a healthcare records information technology. So it wasn't anything I ever thought I would be doing. It was something I kind of liked to do, which was to sort of play around with programs and do a little coding, building on my own. But once I met with some of the advisors here and they talked about these fabulous careers that there aren't a lot of women in and they're high-paying jobs, and I had talent in that area, mm-hmm. I pursued it hard, and I'm now going to graduate after this term.
Congratulations.
First woman in my family to have a degree.
That's really terrific. Kara, anything you can think of?
Yeah, I would leave everyone with one takeaway today. What Women in Transition program is really for is we're here to see women flourish. There's a lot of talk sometimes about women in a survival mode and getting them to a thriving mode. Thriving to me still has this layer of efforting that I think can be discouraging. And flourishing for me is when all the right elements are present that allows a woman to actually have all the elements to flourish on the highest levels. And what we've found is that when women flourish, their children and their partners and their mates flourish. And what we're really about is trying to create enough flourishing women so that the community at large flourishes. Because when things go right for women, that ripple effect is amazing. It changes everything. So whether someone's on the survival end of things or starting the thriving process or says, I want some of that flourishing energy, we can take you wherever you are in this process and get you to where you're going.
So if folks want more information, how do they get it?
Yes, if they want more information and to attend one of the free orientations that we offer different times and days of the week, they can start by calling the Women's Center main number, which is 541-463-5353, and just let them know that they heard about us on the program, and the person at the front desk will get them all set up.
Vicki, you had something you wanted to add?
I was just going to expand a little bit about what Kara said about those of us who've gone through Women in Transition and how we feel about what we can bring to the community or our families. Both of my sons, who are in their mid to late 20s, have both said how they've seen me blossom and not stay in that sort of stuck mode that I was in. And it was encouraging to them, and it kept them in college as well.
And you've got a heck of a lot of alumni of the program that are out in the community right now.
We have thousands and thousands of women who've come through the program in these years, and it's amazing how many pairs of wings. We have these little lapel pins that have wings that the women get at graduation, and I will just be out and about and spot a pair of wings in the community, and it's amazing. The ripple effect has been really beautiful.
Yeah, I wear my wings to every job interview.
And once again, the free orientation, if you want to get a preview of the Women in Transition program at Lane Community College, it's going to be held this Wednesday, February 12th, from 10 a.m. to 12:30 in the afternoon. All the sessions take place on LCC's main campus out off 30th Avenue. It's in the Women's Center, which is in Building 1, the big student services building, second floor. Can't miss it. And if you're interested in learning more, get in touch with Lane Community College's Women in Transition program at 541-463-5353. That's 541-463-5353. You can also go online to lanecc.edu. That's lanecc.edu to get more information. Kara DeMarco and Vicki Epperson, thanks so much for being our guests this morning on Community Forum.